This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
My guest today will be Al Schacht, the famous clown prince of baseball. I'll start the interview with Al right after this important message. Well, Al, how many years have you been going out and doing your act?
Clowning? I started independently. I put vaudeville, so to speak, in baseball in 1937. I quit the American League. Jack Dempsey knocked me out of the American League.
Jack Dempsey did?
Yeah, well, I did a burlesque prize fight, one-man prize fight at the Yankee Stadium when I was with the Red Sox in 1936. And we fooled around. He hit me on the shoulder, knocked me on my back, and I fell down and tore my shoulder. And I decided right there and then I couldn't eat applause, so I decided to go out and make a business out of it by appearing in different ballparks, which I did. So I used to make 128 towns in 130 days, and I did that for 10 years. As a matter of fact, I could have made more money catching runaway horses on Park Avenue than I did as a coach on the Boston Red Sox or the Washington Senators.
Let me ask you this, Al. We've always talked about the importance of coaching, the importance of managers. How about coaches? Are they really important to the winning and losing of ball games?
Jackie, I'm glad you asked me that question. I coached at third base for 13 years in the major league. I claim a third base coach is the most important man on the field when his home team is at bat. He can win and lose your game by using bad judgment. Now, let's take an example. In the first inning, there's a man on first base and long ball is hit and there's nobody out. Now, if there's any chance of that man being thrown out at home plate, if he's thrown out, it's bad judgment. It's not second guess, because he's just as good at third base with nobody out. Then you'd have a man on third and second with nobody out, whereas if he's thrown out at home plate with nobody out, you only got one out and a man on second base.
Right.
Now, if you lose that game by one run, it's a poor judgment by the coach. Now, there's a lot of times a coach will take a chance and score a man. For instance, there's a man on first base, and you're down the ninth inning, and there's two out, and here comes your run, and you figure the only chance they're going to get him is got to be a perfect throw at home. If you send him home, and if the ball is perfectly thrown, he's going to be thrown out by 5 feet or 10 feet. But if a throw, you're depending on the throw being bad, you're hoping for it, and if it's throw bad, your man scores, he makes a great slide. He comes in, the crowd gives him a big hand, making a great slide, but he's caught at home. They said, why didn't he hold him at third base?
Right.
So the third baseman never can be right. But it's the third baseman's brains or judgment on those pads. First base coach doesn't mean too much. Third base coach is your man.
Uh-huh. Well, I agree with that. Now, Schacht, I just want to say that I've enjoyed this tremendously. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for calling on me.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.